Good morning. So grateful to be here. Today, Wednesday, I was listening to Kathy Smith's program on Experience Your Perfect Soul. And she read to us Elise Morgan's The last writing in the book is Elise Morgan, and it's called This Redeeming Moment. And it's just so beautiful that I wanted to, today, share it again in the sanctuary. We'll start by getting grounded in the present moment. Sitting in the presence. And from there, I'll read her description of it, and then we'll go into the Thought of Awakening, quote 222. Coming into the present moment right now. Taking a few deep breaths, allowing the release and the relaxing simply into right now, this moment. Letting go of all concepts. Any ideas about where to go or what to do or what to fix. Simply being here, right now. Noticing what is here right now, what sounds, just noticing, not following or explaining or imagining, just noticing. And noticing what body sensations. Just scan from the top of your head to the tips of your toes. Simply seeing with curiosity what's here right now. and noticing what thoughts are in awareness. Just what's showing up. Not needing to do anything about any of it. Simply being here, right now, in awareness. Being aware that you're aware. And noticing what emotions or mood or frame of mind. Again, just noticing. Just being aware. This redeeming moment. Awaken to the value of this moment. Let it not pass unlived. It is a moment of eternal truth. Live in this one redeeming moment. In this moment, the future is set free. Living now. There is no lack. no indecision. No inattention as to details. A sense of refreshed union constantly fills your heart and mind. Take time to dwell in this present moment. Time to glow in the love of the living presence. Go now into love. Love beyond thought. Beyond feeling. Beyond cause and effect. In this ever-present love, the Supreme Essence redeems all that has gone before. The truth of yourself is within. It may seem hidden from you, but it is not hidden. It is within, and it is you. as close as your own heart, even closer, as close as your breath. If your own truth is so close, so inseparable from your own nature, why is it that you cannot sense it, cannot seem to know it? It is because you are choosing to know something else as yourself. Look at your choice. See what you are choosing and ask, am I willing to place this aside in order to know something more? Given from our Holy Spirit, the truth of yourself is within. It may seem hidden from you, but it is not hidden. It is within, and it is you, as close as your own heart, even closer, as close as your breath. If your own truth is so close, so inseparable from your own nature, why is it that you cannot sense it, cannot seem to know it? It is because you are choosing to know something else as yourself. Look at your choice. See what you are choosing and ask, am I willing to place this aside in order to know something more? The truth of yourself is within. It may seem hidden from you, but it is not hidden. It is within, and it is you, as close as your own heart, even closer, as close as your breath. If your own truth is so close, so inseparable from your own nature, why is it that you cannot sense it, cannot seem to know it? It is because you are choosing to know something else as yourself. Look at your choice, see what you are choosing, and ask, am I willing to place this aside in order to know something more? The truth of yourself is within. It may seem hidden from you, but it is not hidden. It is within, and it is you, as close as your own heart, even closer, as close as your breath. If your own truth is so close, so inseparable from your own nature, why is it that you cannot sense it, cannot seem to know it? It is because you are choosing to know something else as yourself. look at your choice. See what you are choosing and ask, am I willing to place this aside in order to know something more? Thank you for joining for quote 222 from the book Thoughts of Awakening by Regina Dawn Akers. Namaste. Thank you, Ken, for letting me share again today. I really appreciate everyone here sharing in this thought of awakening with me, this redeeming moment of eternal verity, eternal truth. Love you all. Have a great day.